Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, tragedy on the war front in Ukraine. Then later, a Texas church celebrates a prison ministry milestone. We'll tell you what it is and how you can get involved in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Ukraine, where another Russian strike in the western part of the country near the border with Poland kills 7, including 3 children. The assault follows the war's deadliest single attack this year. Russia hit a military institute in central Ukraine on Tuesday, killing 50 and wounding 271. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder tells us.
Hundreds of people were impacted by that. And you can imagine the uncertainty it displays on some of these young people that they're just scared out of their minds.
Keys for Kids partners with Mission Eurasia to distribute free devotionals for children and teens in Ukraine, Moldova, and Poland.
We're seeing some amazing results, especially in light of the fact that, Russia is continuing their brutal attacks on Ukraine.
Keys for Kids distributed 200,000 devotionals so far this year, with the latest shipment arriving despite ongoing Russian attacks. The materials provide solace to young people like Anastasia, who struggled with depression and found hope in Christ.
It really opened her eyes that it's okay to have those struggles, and we go through those really terrible times in our lives. And now she's on the path to recovery, according to her.
Pray that Keys for Kids devotionals will help kids and teens like Anastasia learn how to trust the Lord.
Young people that are looking for hope, they're finding faith in Jesus Christ.
Keys for Kids needs your help to send more material to Ukraine. We'll connect you at our website. Next, a wise man once said, planning without action is futile. Action without planning is fatal. This fall, Transform Iran is laying the foundation needed to effectively reach children for Christ. A generous partner made part of the plan possible by providing training for 35 gospel workers. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
when children do start responding, we want to make sure that people across our ministry, they'll be ready to go. And we can say, okay, here's a 12-year-old girl who's responded from Iran. I'm going to connect her to you. Will you disciple her? Meanwhile, we're expanding our digital evangelism and discipleship materials for children.
Kids are a critical yet unreached demographic in Iran.
Children are not exempt from the pain that the people of Iran are suffering today. We have a pretty formalized, permissive structure in Iran that allows abuse for children. Child marriage is a reality. Children who are abused have no course of action. Then we've got hundreds of thousands of children who are abandoned.
The children of Iran face poverty, a lack of freedom, and an uncertain future. Help them find the hope that comes only through knowing Christ by partnering with Transform Iran.
There are millions of children in Iran under the age of 12. Our estimates show 8 to 10 million. We don't anticipate to immediately reach all of them. But if even 1,000 children were to respond in the first year, that would be a wonderful start.
And would your church start a prison outreach? With Crossroads Prison Ministries, you won't do it alone. Just ask Pastor Irem Vega with Chase Oaks Church in Texas. They partnered with Crossroads a year ago to recruit Spanish-speaking mentors who would correspond with prisoners in a Crossroads Bible study. But the congregation didn't just catch the vision. They ran with it. Today, 19 people from Chase Oaks Church are enrolled as Spanish-speaking mentors with Crossroads, and 41 church members total have been involved over the last year. Pastor Vega says more are joining.
We wanted to celebrate that we were over a year. So we had a celebration, and we celebrate, and we share what we were doing for a year. People got excited, and 5 people decided to join the ministry right then.
Pastor Vega says the prison ministry partnership is big on encouraging one another with gospel wins.
We try to communicate that. We try to make it like news, a testimony, or share it among us how we're making a difference. Whenever somebody presents a prayer request, we have a group chat. They share a prayer request, and we all pray. So it's like we are being reminded about the difference we can make, not just answering the letter, but praying for them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.